right now, CBS News, in my view, is on fire.
We had this morning, the new interview, Scott Pelley speaking out on camera for the first time since his firing last week from the iconic CBS News broadcast, 60 Minutes.
It's like your spouse was murdered.
The mood among the 60 Minutes staff is funereal. That's a word that several of my sources have used with me. They feel demoralized, dismayed.
Pelley dismissed following a reportedly contentious meeting with show staff, accusing newly installed executive producer Nick Bilton of having slender qualifications and saying CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss was murdering 60 Minutes after several top correspondents and producers were let go.
It was the wholesale nature of it. Our senior staff wiped out. We had a triumphal year, so this is incredibly difficult to understand.
Pelley also saying Weiss tried to have him insert bias and falsehoods into a story, giving multiple notes on a report about the killings of American citizens Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal immigration officers.
Two of the things in the email include, can we make the protesters look more violent? Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote, but that's what was communicated to me. And the other thing was Renee Good's car. You need to describe her as driving toward the officer.
Pelley says his team rechecked to make sure nothing was missed before deciding not to take the notes.
That episode of 60 Minutes came within 19 minutes of not making air.